So what has Facebook done for me politically? What has social media done for me politically? And what has it done for the movement we're trying to do in this city and in this county and in Six Nations and in New Credit? Well, one of the things it's done is means that I can't use Farmville because as a politician, I'm already cluttering up everybody's social networking walls with all my crap. So I can't put up Farmville crap. But one of the things it's done, one of the things it's really done is it's equalized things. We are going to spend a fourth, a fifth of what the other parties here are going to spend. As a third party, that's sort of the reality, and that's sort of what we have to deal with. But now money doesn't become the message. The message can become the message. You know, we mobilize people almost every single day using Facebook and Twitter, using Audioboo, which is a program I'm using to send this out over the internet. Something's been happening here. A lot of people in this room know me. A lot of people in this room don't. But right now, we are the number one political page in this area.
Yeah.
And being the number one political page, for the time being, I think Chris is shortly behind us, but being the number one political page has allowed us to equalize things. It's allowed us to get our message out. It's allowed us to say, this is what's going on. And the danger of it is that you can have politics in a post-it note. I mean, 140 characters is like a post-it note, or on Facebook, 420 characters is pretty much the size of a post-it note. And that can be a dangerous thing. That can be slogans. That can be trying to get people mobilized just based on some emotional issue. It could be throwing the wrong information out there. But what we've been doing is using that little post-it note size time we have, that post-it note size character limit we have, and trying to turn people on to politics, especially young people. We have 940 people following us. We have almost 2,000 on the personal page. And they're actually getting engaged on issues. And you know what's great is it's not just about sending our message out. It's about listening. Actually being able to have a rapport with people. It's changing the way we do politics. You know, I may be the only person here not running for mayor. But if you look at what's happening with all the mayoral candidates, as an example, as a precursor to the federal and provincial elections here in Brant, it's actually changing how people dialogue. And the accessibility. When you have people who can't make it out to events, they can't make it out to rallies, they can't make it out to your event at the park, well, they can make it out to the library or they can make it out in their own homes to actually compare notes, to actually reach out and touch a politician. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but to actually reach out and really get to know someone. It's an open door and it allows people to walk through. The interesting thing about social media politically is it's not any of the politicians. It's not within any politician's power to say how powerful that voice is. The interesting thing about social media is that the people decide how powerful that voice is by retweeting, by suggesting things on Facebook. Well, I only have 1 minute, eh? Wow, that's amazing. I thought I was going to speak for 140 seconds to be more of a Twitter guy. But Twitter's a funny thing. It's kind of like an in-joke. You have to hang out for a while before it makes sense. And that's what we've been doing. So please follow us on Twitter. Twitter is the one thing that we still are looking to really boost up. This has been a really neat event, and this has been a really neat sense of community actually coming out, mobilizing. And we need to see more of it. So I hope to see Tweetstock 2 and 3 and 4 and 18, and I probably will skip 32, but I'll be back for 33. And thank you, and stay engaged. Have a good one. Are you engaged? Oh, stay engaged, Frank. Yeah, hold on with both hands.
We have another prize draw, and it's for an Avon basket, which Trevor thought he was keeping. So it's still in his car. But we didn't let him
whoever wins, I will make sure it gets
yes.